Welcome to this episode of Here's Something Good, a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Each day, we aspire to bring you the good news, the silver lining, the glass half full, because there is good happening in the world, everywhere, every day. We just need to look for it and share it. Here's something good for today.
Are you feeling a bit overwhelmed right now? Well, you're not alone. We're all dealing with the coronavirus, economic crisis, and a society trying to figure out how to ensure equality for all of its citizens. But here's a simple, inexpensive way to restore calm and soothe the nerves. Read a book. It must work for lots of people because book sales have been rising worldwide throughout the pandemic. Early on, there was great interest in the bucket list books to read, like War and Peace and other masterpieces. Then, starting in late May, titles on race and books written by Black authors surged. So why is reading so effective? To find out, we turn to Amanda Stern. Amanda knows from experience that reading can be a lifesaver. She's the author of the memoir, Little Panic, Dispatches from an Anxious Life. It tells about her childhood living with an undiagnosed panic disorder. Today, Amanda organizes renowned literary events, and she also hosts the podcast, Bookable, where she interviews established writers and emerging talent. We spoke to Amanda about advice for dealing with anxiety through reading, along with a few other helpful tips. Here's what she had to say. Amanda, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
So these are certainly anxious times, and you wrote a memoir about having anxiety as a child. What did you learn from that experience, and is there anything that might apply to these moments?
Well, you know, it's funny. When you have panic disorder or any sort of anxiety disorder, you are actually really well prepared for times like this because you spend all your time in preparation for the worst possible scenario, which we're in. So I think that people with real anxiety disorders and real panic disorders are actually the people who are best equipped for this moment because everyone now understands the actual emotional state of anxiety in a way that they didn't before. And so everyone with anxiety feels much more grounded and understood. So I think that for people who are feeling really anxious, those are the folks who are not used to that feeling. And I guess, you know, what I learned from a lifetime of anxiety is that facing what scares you is the best way to move through it. And so the only thing I think I could tell people is that the more you learn about your anxious state or your emotional state, the better equipped you'll be for the next phase of this pandemic. So I think it's just an opportunity for everyone to really face their fears. And a really good way to do that is to read.
I couldn't agree more. And I think it's really interesting what you're saying in terms of letting the rest of the world know what it feels like for those who've been living with anxiety their entire lives. And I think that's a really interesting point that you made about getting to understand your own emotional state and maybe understand what's triggering your fears and then trying to face them. Are there practical practices that you've used coming out of your life and what you've studied, something that could help someone right now?
A practical thing that I do is, you know, obviously I meditate to help my anxiety, which is a lot of anxious people do. But some of the simplest ways to meditate are just imagine you're walking down the street and you're feeling super anxious. When you stop at a red light, put your hands down to your side, just put your arms down. And I want you to drop all your attention and energy into your index fingers. And when you start feeling the heat and the sort of the weight in those fingers, you'll notice that your anxiety has dropped from your head down to the lower half of your body. And that grounds you and it calms you down. So it's like a walking meditation you could do when you stop or just when you're walking, but it's a really, really good thing to practice all the time.
Wow, that's super helpful. I mean, that seems very practical because you could do it anywhere you are at any time of day.
And no one knows. No one knows, yeah.
True. So
another technique, or as you say, another thing that can really help us during these times, which can help us all the time, is reading. And you are obviously an expert. You're a writer. You're a literary event organizer. You're the host of the podcast Bookable. Which books do you think are especially relevant, reassuring, or helpful right now?
Well, so for me, I find that when I'm learning more about something that I either think I understand, but I don't, or that I am desperate to learn more about, I'm calmed down. So in this moment in life, the things that are really calming me down and grounding me are books about race and books written by Black authors. And so my focus has sort of shifted from the pandemic and quarantine to issues of race. And before my focus shifted and I was in the sort of pandemic anxiety, I wasn't actually reading very much. I felt a little bit paralyzed by the sense of emergency in the world, and I was not able to actually move forward with writing or with reading. And when I found something else solid to hold on to that wasn't the pandemic, I started to focus more, and reading about race issues has really grounded me and given me a sense of purpose.
So you particularly like women authors, which we at Seneca Women appreciate. So why are you focused on women authors, and which women authors do you enjoy the most?
Well, I find that I'm drawn to women authors because the concerns that they explore tend to be deeper and more emotionally revealing than men. I mean, of course, I love a lot of male writers, but reading women for me is just a sort of richer, more urgent experience. I will read anything written by Elena Ferrante, Claudia Rankine, who has a new book coming out in September, which I'm excited about, and Kathy Park Hong, who is an amazing writer. Her book Minor Feelings came out a couple of months ago, and it's totally exquisite. So I get so much more from women about the meaning of life and the meaning of being a woman in the world, and the meaning of circumstances that I don't have access to, or circumstances I imagine being one way, but, you know, a book is revealing it to be a completely different way. So it's just an opportunity to get into worlds in a way that I feel men can't quite grasp or don't care to grasp.
I'd like to thank Amanda for a great conversation and for such interesting book recommendations. And I love that tip about how to calm yourself down anywhere. Stand still and put your hands at your side. So here's something good for today. We can be less anxious during this difficult time. And the best way to do that is to face our fears head on. It's good to know, too, that one of the most effective, simple, and low-cost tools we have is available to everyone: reading a book. For more great reading recommendations, check out Amanda's podcast, Bookable.
Thank you for listening, and please share today's Something Good with others in your life. This is Kim Azzarelli, co-author of Fast Forward and co-founder of Seneca Women. To learn more about Seneca Women, go to senecawomen.com or download the Seneca Women app, free in the App Store. Here's Something Good is a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Have a great day. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.